and welcome back to the Big Alaska Show. I'm Mike Ford with Uncle Steve. Our show brought to you in part by Neighbors Windows and Doors. They're Alaska's window experts for windows, doors, shower doors, affordable glass replacement. Neighbors Windows and Doors at 6251 Tunnel or online anytime at neighborswindowsanddoors.com.
And thanks for joining us on the Big Alaska Show. I'm Uncle Steve, along with my good buddy and co-host Mike Ford. Today, we're featuring our Big Alaska Show book review section that you can find at bigalaskashow.com, and go to the book review section. You'll find books written by Alaskan authors and interviews with them and links. Today, we're featuring Stan Jones' new book, Ghostlight, and joining Stan are two other authors. You'll find their books on our Big Alaska Show book review section as well. We've got Lolo Page and Chris Forbes Lundgren. And when you get these three together, it's a lot of fun, as you'll see. And welcome to the Big Alaska Show. This is our book review section panel here. We're talking about Stan Jones has a new book, and we want to catch up with Stan. And joining us is Lolo Page, who is an author, and Chris Lundgren, who's an author. Let us give a Big Alaska Show welcome to Stan, Lolo, and Chris. And Stan, let's start with you, because the last time we had you on, we discussed your book, Tundra Kill, and give us an update on what's been happening with that. It's been several months since we talked.
Yeah. Well, there's not a lot new on Tundra Kill, but the most hopeful thing I'm aware of, as you may recall, Tundra Kill is about a gorgeous female Alaska governor who becomes a murder suspect. So she is not modeled on Sarah Palin, of course. But I did observe with some enthusiasm that Sarah has begun hinting about running against Lisa Murkowski next year for Senate. And I can only think that will boost the sales of Tundra Kill. And I will certainly do all in my power to make that happen.
Are you going to change your position that says this has purely coincidence?
I think I'll say it's purely fortuitous. So after Tundra Kill was a book called The Big Empty that actually I think had come out when we talked last. And just out at the middle of last month was a new Nathan Active book. That's the name of the mystery series called Ghostlight. That's the big news in my book world.
I want to get to that, but tell briefly what Tundra Kill is about. Just a quick synopsis of that.
Sure. Well, it's set in the fictional Inupiat Eskimo village of Chukchi, which is closely modeled on Kotzebue, where I used to live. And the protagonist of the series, Nathan Active, is the regional borough police chief. At the time frame in which this installment of the series was set, a woman named Helen Mercer is the governor of Alaska. And instead of being from Wasilla, she actually is from Chukchi. So she comes back to town, somebody dies, Nathan starts to suspect that she may have been involved, and she starts to try to take him out through the Alaska State Troopers and various investigations to try to shut down his investigation. So the book is a fencing match between him and her. And not only does she use all the legal tools at her disposal against him, she also tries to seduce him. Can't remember all the details now, but maybe at some point even accuses him of attacking her. It's a definite melodrama with a forced landing in icy conditions in the middle of it.
Wow. Now, Lolo and Chris, when you hear this kind of all this intrigue, what comes to your mind when you're listening to Stan describe his book? Lolo, what comes to your mind?
I love that he chose the governor for a character, because I wrote a crime thriller where I kidnapped the governor's daughter. There's just all kinds of things you can do with Alaska and what goes on here. And like we were talking earlier, with the news gives me a lot of my ideas. I mean, and I'll just jot them down, and then you can just morph them into whatever you want, into fiction.
I can see a new series called The Assembly. Chris, what comes to your mind when you were hearing Stan describe? I mean, Lois is over there talking about the different intrigue and the different kind of web of characters that you can take this.
I've had the good fortune of being part of Stan's critique group for a long time. So I got to read some of these as he was writing them. I loved that book. I loved Tundra Kill, and we had lots of good conversations about it. What jumped to mind this time was the forced landing in a snowstorm of an airplane, and remembering how gripping that was, and then also thinking of that in context of my own book with Accidental Adventures, and that certainly was an accidental adventure for Stan's character.
The only difference is yours are real.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
That story in Tundra Kill about the forced landing was semi-real, because it happened to a bush pilot friend of mine on a flight up near Nome. And he was going out to one of the islands near Nome, maybe, I can't remember which one. Anyway, on the way back, he encountered mixed rain and ice in the clouds or something, and the plane iced up, just trying to get it back to the shoreline before he made a forced landing. And he just came in right above the waves and finally hit the beach and put it down and landed, and everybody survived. But it was essentially that story that I adapted into the book, and I even got permission from him to use it.
Wow.
It was going to be so close to his description. And he, by the way, has written a series of wonderful books about Alaska bush flying called Cloud Dancers Alaska Aviation Chronicles. And he might actually be worth getting on the show sometime. He lives in Fairbanks and was in radio in Kotzebue when I was there. He has a beautiful voice, and he's a born storyteller, either in speech or in his book. So he's a wonderful writer.
Now you have a new book, Stan. Tell us what it is and what's it about.
It's called Ghost Life. The story starts when a demented old native woman named Tommy Leacock, her family can't completely manage her. So every so often she gets out of the house and wanders around Chukchi, that's the name of the village in the series, in the middle of the night. And one night she starts bringing back body parts. And so begins Nathan Active's investigation. The problem is she can't tell him where she's getting these parts because she's demented. He doesn't really have the forces, the manpower or officer power to follow her around every time she gets out. Plus he doesn't know every time she gets out. So he first has to figure out a way to sort of track her when she needs to be tracked to find out this, where this body is. And is it a murdered body? It could be a grave that's just opened up with erosion or dogs or foxes digging. He doesn't know what he's got on his hands. So when he does find the body, turns out it has been expertly dismembered and hidden in a certain place, and still no clue as to how it got there or who put it there. That's what the book is about, finding out who put it there and what led up to the murder. You can see I had a co-writer, Patricia Watts. It's called Ghost Life for a couple of reasons. One is it takes place in August in Chukchi, which is just above the Arctic Circle. And at that time of year, it never gets completely dark. When the sun gets low, you get this kind of ghostly gray light. And she wanders around in this light and does all these. It's kind of a nocturnal book. And the other one is it's kind of a metaphor for the mental fog in which this woman operates. And there's an anecdote about how this book came to be I'd like to share. For a long time, I carried on a pen pal correspondence with a very elderly woman in Tennessee who was a Nathan fan. And her name was Tommy Leonard. And once she wrote me a letter and she said, I think you should write a book about an old woman who finds a body walled up in a house. And I said, well, why not? That's as good an idea as anything else. So I did that. And Tommy and I were in touch for a long time. And every time I did a book, I'd send her to her in manuscript so she could read it. And by the time I got this one ready, she was really old and in frail health. And so I sent it to her and she died not long after, sadly. Wow. But at least she did get to see the book, and the book is dedicated to her. Her name was Tommy Leonard. And when I told her that she was kind of the model for this old lady, and the old lady was named Tommy Leacock, she started signing her letters that way, Tommy Leacock.
Well, that's awesome. What a great story. Great. What a kind gesture. Good for you. Mm-hmm. By the way, where can we get these books? Where can we get your books, Stan?
Well, I don't know which bookstores carry it, but I know for sure is where it is online. And it's available online everywhere, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and it's available in hardcover, paperback, and ebook. And an audiobook is in the works and should be out sometime relatively soon, hopefully by the end of the year.
Okay. Yeah. By the way,
I haven't checked the Anchorage Barnes & Noble, but in the past they've always carried them. So I should run up there and check and talk to them if they don't have it, actually.
Okay, great. Now let's switch gears and let's go to our panel. And let's start with you, Lolo Page. Last time we saw you, it was at Wasilla at the book signing for your second book. And I see all sorts of little announcements and this and that. I mean, you go ape.
Oh, it's been fun. Yeah, this one was about the fires on the Kenai Peninsula, loosely based on that. I had pulled my readers from the first book, Alaska Spark, and they wanted to see, you know, which characters to bring forward. And so they liked the exotic dancer and my Playboy guy, firefighter. So I put those two in the second book and I had to research exotic dancing. And of course, my husband thought it was weird when I'm watching lap dance videos, but hey, he didn't question it, you know. Yeah, it's doing really well. It just showed up in Publishers Weekly. I was so excited. In the book live section, Publishers Weekly has this for indies. And so that was fun. I pulled my readers again for the third book and they wanted sled dogs in it. So McKinley Fire came to mind. So that's what I'm working on now. But Inferno's doing really well. I'm really pleased.
I was going to mention the book is called Inferno, and you can find it also on our BigAlaskaShow.com website in the book review section. I got busted by my wife, Amy. You were calling it an exotic dancer, and I called it a pole dancer.
Well, the exotic dancer that I interviewed for helped me write that character, she said, well, we call it exotic dancing. We don't call it stripping anymore. That's so 70s.
Yeah, really. You know, we're guys. We'll go along with that. Well, you bet. Whatever you want to call it.
I just have to say, Lolo, if I had been your husband, I would have been happy to accompany you to any number of exotic dance clubs if you actually want to do your research on scene.
I'm with Stan. It's a form of respect, right, Stan?
Absolutely.
Well, he thought I was going and watching those to do it for him. It's research. It's research.
Oh, you know? Yeah. The book you're working on right now, do you have sort of a tentative date that you will eventually have this done?
This one's going slower because I have two other novels, two other series I'm launching, and I sent those two off to traditional publishers. I have one, a crime thriller, and another one's a romantic comedy. And so they're sitting with two trad publishers to see if they're going to publish them. So I got a slow start on this Alaska Blaze.
It's always fun to talk to you. And you're such an inspiration because you work so hard at both writing and helping market it. And you get out there and just do all sorts of things. Chris Lundgren, I want to come to you before our time runs out. We haven't had a chance to catch up with you since your book, which we can find at the BigAlaskaShow.com website there, the book review section. Accidental Adventures, Alaska, True Tales of Ordinary People Facing Danger in the Wilderness. And you shared the one story about this one young woman. It reminded me of a Wile E. Coyote. It wasn't enough that this happened, this happened, this happened, but then the ledge falls on her. Notice how I laugh at the misfortune of others.
I think the term for that is schadenfreude.
Is what?
Schadenfreude. Pleasure taken at the misfortune of others.
What are you up to these days? I thought you were going to be working on a sequel, sort of like Bob Bell, Oh No, We're Going to Die, and Oh No, We're Going to Die Too.
Well, there was some of that, a little bit of stop-start action on that, and I received some professional advice to put that aside for now. So I have moved on to a couple other projects, and I'm on one that I think has found legs. So I'm in the habit of kind of keeping that close until I'm comfortable and I've got it well thought out. But I'll be writing a book proposal in the next 2 months and submitting something to my agent probably right in the new year.
Chris, your background's very interesting, and I really like the little story about your first book. What was that about?
I've done some newspaper writing and all kinds of different things, but my first book was actually about running through a pregnancy. And so that one came about because I was looking for a book to read on, you know, how to safely run through your pregnancy and realized, oh, there's nothing out there. So I used my own experiences and ended up interviewing lots and lots of medical professionals and other runners and came up with that. So I just kind of fell into it because I wanted to read a book like that.
Oh, cool. It's always fun to have you on because you have a real perspective and you can really identify with what Stan and Lolo go through and yourself in writing these books and how much work it goes into it. You'll find Stan Jones' new book, Ghostlight, and his other book, Tundra Kill, as well as Lolo Page's new book, Inferno, and Chris Forbes Lundgren book, Accidental Adventures, True Tales of Ordinary People Facing Danger in the Wilderness. Go to BigAlaskaShow.com, go to the book review section, and you'll find their books and interviews there.